was on the KCB3 CD, which again, I'm sorry to say, is no longer available. The only KCB CD available is KCB4 and the Christmas Kids Cookie Break CD. And you can find out more at the store tab at WJTL.com. That was Troy and Jeannie Nielsen and Bible Books. We have more songs about books on the way. Our very special guest this hour from their home, social distancing, Steve and Jean Goodwin. We just gave away a copy of their book, Benny the Bunny. Jen, who is the big winner this time?
Yeah, we want to congratulate Lydia Crepe from York.
Woohoo!
Woo, Lydia!
Yay, congratulations. And we will give everyone another chance at winning Benny the Bunny coming up here in just a few minutes. But first, Steve and Jean, and whoever wants to answer this is fine. What motivated you to start writing these books? Your very first book being Milton the Christmas Moose.
Yeah, thanks. And first, Lydia, congratulations, and we hope you like the book. But two, I teach at the University of Delaware, and I teach a course, Activity for People with Disabilities, and another one called The Art of Happiness. And my wife is a retired elementary school teacher. And we had been talking about things, and we really just wanted to write some books that would help children learn about the acceptance of specifically people with disabilities, by extension, acceptance of all people. And with the happiness class, we just really feel that being happy and the concepts surrounding that, forgiveness and kindness, empathy, all of those things are so important to child development. So my wife and I had talked about it, and so we just decided to go and try to do this. And then my wife, as an elementary school teacher, she contributed quite a bit to making it appropriate.
Yes, I think children, you kids out there, you learn from watching other people, from watching adults, and from what other peoples or characters do. And so you can use Benny and Milton as an example to follow how you can be kind to others and how it's really important to think about others. Think about yourself, but also think about others in this world and how they are and how they feel. And so with that in mind, I want to reach out to and give a shout-out to all those teachers out there and all the kids that are learning online and learning while staying at their homes. I know it's a very difficult thing to do because it's different, and different is sometimes hard for us to do. So a shout out to all you teachers who are working so hard and all you kids that are working so hard to learn and just keep things going, keep your education going, learning, and you teachers that are teaching online. So a shout out to you. I think you're being brave and I think you're extraordinary. So, all good feelings coming your way. We hope that you are staying safe and healthy. And, yes, congratulations on your good work.
And another one real quick to the parents who have taken up some of that and probably have a better understanding of what teachers go through now.
Yes, some of us more gifted at the teaching than others. We are talking with authors Steve and Jean Goodwin, and you referenced Milton the Christmas Moose and that message of kindness. I do think that, especially during this time, adults too need to remember that it is so important that we are kind to each other.
Yes, and that includes being careful about social distancing, about staying home and not going out unless absolutely necessary. And when going out, following all of the procedures that we are being told through the CDC, washing your hands. And they're now expressing the idea that we should all wear masks. And that is kind. That's being kind, because that's not for you. That's to protect the other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all have to pull together to to get through this. And you hear that on the TV and, you know, through media that, you know, we all need to pull together and help each other out. And ways to do that are by keeping, you know, our distance from people and using technology to connect with people, but doing it together, and mm-hmm. that is really important now. Steve said, wearing a mask, staying away from people, and it's really being kind, especially to to other families that need to be away from people to keep themselves safe. Mm-hmm. So safety is the important concept here. And being kind to others is being just staying away and being safe.
Mm. We are talking with authors Steve and Jean Goodwin. I want to give everyone another chance to win their book, Benny the Bunny. What caller should we say now?
Steve.
About 7, lucky number 7.
There we go, caller 7. You will win Benny the Bunny. And while you are dialing, we are going to take a listen to Bruce Feith's song, Let's Be Kind, from the Goodwins' first book, Milton the Christmas Moose. And coming up, we'll talk about their latest book as well. But right now, win Benny the Bunny, 717-392-FM90, caller 7, 717-392.